Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time.
Welcome to another Gleam of Hope Saturday with Minister Kim, family, and friends. I am so excited. It is the summer. I done had all my barbecues that I could already. July 4th, I had an awesome time. We had an awesome show. I am so glad that you stopped by and you shared some of your 4th of July stories. Some of them were war stories that we heard, but guess what? It was all fun, and that's what we want to bring throughout the summer. So continue to tune in on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with us, your family. Today, we are super, super excited because we're back in the Bronx, and we have been strolling in a certain particular area. Yep. Check out East Chester Road, and I am so excited to be visiting the CEO and founder of Coachy, Mr. Oliver Wright. I have had such an awesome time with this young man. I'm going to get on him later on. Y'all going to help me. But I'm going to share some stuff with you today. He's going to share some stuff with us that hopefully will help you throughout the summer. So, ladies and gentlemen, my audience, we'll be right back because guess what? We're going to have a photo shoot. We're going to have some fun today, all right? So we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our guest, Mr. Wright, right here in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. He sets the road. We shout you out. Welcome back. And like I said, we are here in the Bronx, the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. My team says, you know, you got to add that in. When people hear about the Bronx, they're like, okay, what's she going to say? Yep, we got to say Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. But I have heard, because I've done my research, that the borough president has changed it and has called it the New Bronx because he is revitalizing it. If you have not been in the Bronx lately, the South Bronx no longer looks like how it used to look with the condemned buildings, graffiti all over the walls. No, they have truly upgraded us. So do not be afraid to be a resident of the Bronx. Right, Mr. Wright?
Yes, ma'am. Bronx, I'm loving how they're changing the Bronx around, man.
Yes, right? We
yes,
definitely
ma'am.
Need to shoot some video. I'm definitely going to do that. Shoot some video and get some footage and let them know we're going to promote our Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. But let me just share with, yeah, we gotta definitely check out East Chester Road, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Where the shop is located at. But I just want to go over this bio, okay? Because I have had the opportunity to meet you back in, what, I think it was 2011?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, around 2011, yep.
Yeah, I think it was 2011. You was the photographer and the video, right, for Kim M. Sutter, known today as our radio angel, our executive producer here on the radio show. She had her first Passion into Profit conference.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
I mean, it was awesome.
Yes, definitely. And what was awesome about how you captured the expression of all of her speakers, the audience that was there, even some pictures of me. I was like, wow, I didn't even know I had that. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we always try to capture, you know, every essence of whatever we're, you know, hired to take pictures or video of. You know, I believe that when a person who's not at the event should be able to look at the photos or look at the video and say, wow, I can feel the energy coming from this, or I can feel the passion that's coming from this photo.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just try to at least tell the story from start to finish of what happened at the event, wedding or photo shoot or whatever we're doing, you know, through photography and video.
And that's an excellent way to do it, because you know what? That's exactly what I got. It took me back to the actual day of her event when I reviewed her photos and I looked at the video. I was like, wow, this was really awesome. You know, the crowd was energetic. They were involved. They were engaging. They had fun. And it sparked something. And you can tell, like, the energy level was there. It was just off the chain. It was just really
definitely awesome.
And you have this picture, and I'm gonna put it up on our website as well as in our fan page. You took a picture of Kim. I think it was Kim and I. I don't remember, but we were quiet. We were intent, and we are hugging. And I was like, wow, because this is her very first. She gonna kill me. But y'all don't see me in a couple of hours, y'all know what happened. It's Radio Angel. Mm-hmm. But you caught just the passion, the intimate part of us, you know, without saying words, how we were just excited and we held on to that moment, and I was so proud of her. I just thank you. Yeah, you really did.
Aww.
I was like, I had a bad hair day. But it was okay. But let me just go over this bio, because this is something that I did not know. Now, you walk, and there is all definitely on you, but I did not know that you are an ordained evangelist.
Yes,
OMG. You know, I'm like,
I actually, to tell you the truth, it goes a little bit further than that. But what I like to stay humble. I'm actually the youth pastor at my church, as well as the music director. And I'm in charge also of the video production and any photography production via, you know, whether it's YouTube, Ustream. I also head up the church's website. Of course, again, that all falls under the umbrella of the media technology portion. So, yeah, I have a lot of hats that I that I wear in the ministry.
Mm-hmm. And key word that you said, you like to be humble, and you do.
Yes.
I met you back in 2011. I recently had my photo shoot out here at this beautiful studio, and not once did you mention, not once, but your aura, your spirit, it was there.
Yes.
And you can really tell. I didn't know that he was ordained, but I knew God had definitely resonated inside of you. Like, I definitely got to talk about the photo shoot throughout this interview with you, but I just want to read this here because I did tell our audience.
Okay.
I know they're like, well, let me tell you about the bio. Okay.
All right.
Orville A. Wright Jr., affectionately known as Coach, and you got to tell us about this Coachy, was born to the Honorable Bishop, his Honorable Bishop, Bishop Orville A. Wright Sr., and Pastor Paulette Wright in the borough of the Bronx, New York.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You are a what? Yes, you are. And guess what? You definitely is a testimony of all the stuff that they have said, all the stereotypes that they say about the Bronx, right? The residents of the Bronx, what we gonna become. But look what God has done. Yes, yes, he's
That's
a Bronx
right.
Knight, and he's not outside on the street selling drugs or on drugs. He's not in no jail cell, no. Just because you come from the Bronx, that does not make you where you live at. Always remember that, because Jesus was born in a manger and he was powerful and mighty. Amen?
That's right.
All right, now that's for another day. We having fun. We having fun. Okay, so, all right, so growing up in a Christian home and attending the International Gospel Church of Christ Ministries Incorporation, he was nurtured to have the fear and knowledge of God installed in him. At the age of 5 years old, you received vocal training, and tell us, where has that led you? Because you just talked about the departments that you over, and then tell me what's your favorite instrument that you enjoy playing.
Okay. Well, you know, this is always a funny story when people ask me how I got into the music ministry or even singing. It wasn't by choice, I'll tell you that much, but, you know, as a preacher's kid, or a PK, as everybody loves to call us, you either got to learn to play an instrument or do something, because you don't have a choice when it comes to going to church or not. Whether you wanted to or not, as a child, you had to go to church. It wasn't, do you feel like going to church today? No, you're coming to church whether you want to or not. And it's best that you find something to pass the time, because you're going for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You know,
and all
so,
day, you're doing all the services.
That's it. Me and my sister and my brothers, we weren't allowed to miss service. I mean, if we could have been sick and dying, my mom used to say, you know, the best place for you to die is in church. So you come in whether you're sick or not.
Oh. Wait a minute. You got me choking over here. I have never heard that. Oh, that's right.
Yes,
ma'am. She's definitely right. Like, look, there is no excuses. Even if you're sick, you die at the church. Well, thank God you did not die at the church, but you're still living. But I thank
that's
God
right.
that you were like pushed, forced, encouraged to pick up an instrument, and
that's right.
you did what you were taught, and your mom actually just saw the gift inside of her son. That's what it really is. She
that's
just it. Cultivating what you already had. So with that in mind, what is one of your favorite or two of your favorite instruments? What do you like best when you talk about, you know, you're over the musical department? What do you enjoy best about that?
All right, well, that's a tricky question. I don't want to get in trouble with any of my let me put it this way. My dad, who's the one who basically taught me how to play, I started off with the drums. And
okay.
I mean, I was playing since I was like maybe 5, 6 years old. Like, it was always funny, because people used to come to church sometimes. My dad would tell me the story. They would come to church just because they would want to see this little fight on the drum set that could barely get the sticks over the tom-toms or hit the cymbals, but I was playing the drums, though. So, and I went from the drums to the keyboard, to the guitar, to the bass, and to this day, though, I mean, right now I play primarily keys and sometimes some, you know, electric guitar, but my favorite instrument of all time, always, I'm always trying to steal away and get on it, is the drums. I love the drums. I love it, love it, love it.
All right, now, keyboard, drums, they like the drums. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Now, you have an 11-year-old son. Have you instilled that in him as well?
Well, interesting enough, he loved the way I played the drums. And I never told him, listen, you got to learn to play the drums like I did, or you got to learn to play the instrument. He naturally gravitated to the drums as well. So he's actually in the process of learning, of how to play the drums.
Awesome.
Wonderful. He likes it. Yeah.
Good. We're going to talk about your beautiful 2-year-old daughter, because I'm trying to figure out what your wife going to push her into. We're going to talk about that a little later when we come back, but we're going to have more of you. Now, would you prefer us to call you Evangelist Wright? Or I don't know, because you do wear so many hats.
A lot of hats.
So humble.
I try to stay humble at all times. I don't try to let a title get to my head. I believe that people should recognize and respect the ministry that God has placed on you and the title that has been given to you, because, you know, we were chosen for certain gifts, and of course because of the gifts, but we were also chosen because of what God has instilled inside of us. But at the same time, I try to keep it, you know, humble. I'm not going around with a big medallion on my chest saying, yes, I'm a super Christian, I'm this, I'm that, I do this and this. the Bible says that your actions should speak for you. You know, people should look at you and see that you're different. The way that you speak is different. The way you act is different. You know, so as a matter of fact, we had Bible study last night, and a young lady who came to church for the first time. And interesting enough, when she asked me what my name is, I said, my name is Kamshi, but I'm actually youth pastor, right? But you can call me young pastor, youth pastor, whatever you feel comfortable calling me, you know.
No, we don't call you Pastor Wright, because you are a pastor.
All
and
right.
It's honorable that you are working and serving in the kingdom of God. And just being here, you have inspired another family, another parent, to push their children to get up on Sunday morning and get to church. It's all right to be up.
That's right.
And that is really all right. And even if
your
child has stirred the other corner, guess what? If you keep pushing, they will come back. And I believe
that. Come right
back. I believe it. So let's go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we will definitely continue with our man that's going to talk about how to balance his professional, the ministry, and family life. How do you balance it all and just have fun? It's the summer. How do you just do all that and still have fun? And I know you got that the youth ministry, so I know those kids want to do some fun stuff too outside of the walls of the church. So let's talk about that, and when we come back, we'll be back with Pastor Wright. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Welcome back to the show, and if you just joined us, we are just hanging out here on East Chester Road in the Bronx, Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. Well, the Bell President calls it the new Bronx, and it is new. We definitely want to get some capture pictures up on our wall. Check out our Facebook page. It is the Morning Glory, IVO Hope. We are here with Pastor Oliver. And guess what? Right. He go by so many names, but right now we just want to honor the man of God who walks with so many hats. He has a nickname called Coachy, and he did not break it down to us yet. He think he got away with that. But because he is known by that. Your company mm-hmm. is known by that. It's a wonderful studio. It is so beautiful. Right here in the heart of the Bronx. We got to take a push of this, too. But how did you get that name?
Okay. So it's interesting enough. Not very many people know that my name is Orville. I go by Coachy. I've been given that name by my father when I was a baby because my mother is half Indian. And the story goes that she's from the tribe of the Coachees. And my dad just gave me that name because my hair was nice and long and flowing as a baby. I looked like a little Indian boy, basically. And it just stuck. It just stuck. I love the name. So even in school, my friends, I would tell everybody, my name is Coachy. So call me Coachy. And so only teachers and in the professional world, people know that my name is Orville. You know, or when clients go, wait, what's your real name? Is Coachy your real name?
Right, you know, right.
But it stuck, and even growing up through high school, my major was art, and I always said to myself, if I ever have a company, if I ever really take this seriously and open a business, it's going to be called Coachy's Production. And,
wow,
you know, it just happened, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And yeah. Let's just talk about that. We are here at this wonderful establishment again on East Chester Road. Let me give them the address because you know what? When we're talking about fun and having a wonderful time, having a photo shoot is really fun. I've had my first photo shoot here in the Bronx with you. Right? Yeah. And I walked in and I'm going to say this, you know, because I don't should come on. I was like, look, I'm not photogenic. I don't take good pictures. I didn't even know family, friends. I did not know I was talking to a youth pastor. I was telling you, he does not present himself like that. He's respectful. He's young. Just, you know, neat cut, well-mannered. Family did a wonderful job. Go in there, pictures of the family up on the wall and all these beautiful mm-hmm. pictures that he has taken. It's immaculate in there. And if anybody knows Kim, I have COD. I know I do because I love everything neat and everything in order. So when I walked in, I was like, wow, it's this beautiful color scheme. It's just the ambiance. Mm-hmm. It's just truly wonderful. So, we're about to take these pictures. He makes me feel comfortable. I felt like I was about to go live on Oprah's TV show. That's how I felt. And when I first saw the picture from your lens, I was inside crying because I've never seen the beauty of me. And I don't have low self-esteem, so let's just get that straight. But I've always thought, God, that's an ugly picture. I don't like that picture of me. But every picture you took captured me, who I am and what I represent. It is my story. So mm-hmm. we're going to have that up, too, on the site for y'all. We already have some pictures up, but we want to get a really, like, a little collage up so y'all can really see me. But let's just tell them, okay, so we're talking about this awesome studio, right? And it's located at 3052 East Chester Road, right here in the Bronx. I know I'm going to say it over and over again.
I know.
Boogie Boogie Down. Yes.
Yep.
So it's Coachy Productions, okay?
Right.
Coachy Productions, photography, and video. You can do both at the same place. And the quality is excellent. You will have an epic experience. I was floating. You really, this, I was like, wow. Like, yeah, it was just awesome. And I have to shout
thank
out.
Thank you.
Yeah, you, thank you so much. Thank you. Like, you're mm-hmm. definitely the bomb. Definitely a bomb. And we hired, so I'm telling you what happened. So we hired the makeup artist, right? He was like, you know,
yeah.
Here we go, Coachy, we need it. Yep, we were saying Coachy. Kim, I think it was Cody Coachy. Mr. Wright, never talked about that pastor. You never said, excuse me, I'm a youth pastor from a church,
no,
and I am so
okay.
No, none of that. None of you did none of that. So we need to definitely shout out Patricia Cameron, awesome
yes.
woman of God. What?
Definitely. Oh, yes.
MG.
Definitely.
Yeah, so definitely.
She
definitely.
Is talented.
Yeah, very talented. So you have an awesome team. You do awesome
Thank
work,
you.
Right? You're welcome. So, Pastor, how do you balance ministry, your CEO company, which you've had for a year, congratulations, up and running
Thank
and thriving.
Thank you on that. Yes, ma'am.
And
Thank you.
You have a wife. You've been married.
Yeah.
A wonderful wife for 6 years, 2 children, 11 and 2 years old. How do you balance all of this with all these hats that you wear and have fun and enjoy life?
Well, there's no real easy answer for that, but I'll try and break it down as much as I can. First thing and foremost, we are a family that's totally centered around, you know, God and church.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
mm-hmm.
you know, besides just trying to pay the bills, mm-hmm. is our primary, you know, that is our heart right there. I used to make a joke before I used to live here at Country Productions. I literally live at church. If I'm not here, then, you know, we're home, but we're home very briefly, but we're
right.
always at church. My wife, mm-hmm. Rose, she's a part of the praise team. She assists me with the youth department. She's very active in the women's ministry as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's my backbone, not only with this company, Country Productions, but she's also my backbone in ministry too. You know, like when I have my preaching engagements, you know, she'll come with me along with my, you know, the rest of the saints or the brethren,
right,
my parents, bishop and pastor, but she is, you know, my backbone. And, you know, when we're not at church, we try to balance as much as we can. It is challenging sometimes because, you know, along with her assistant in the college, she also has her own job otherwise. So if she's not here, she's working otherwise, you know. So, but when we can, we try to make time for family. You know, we believe that family is important, and you have to be in your child's life, especially at their young age. It makes a major impact. You know, I hear a lot of stories of children that say they didn't have the parents in their life, or they had maybe their mom in their life, but not their father, or they had their father, they didn't have their mom. And it definitely does take a toll on the child's life, maybe not as they're growing up, but as they get older, you know, and vice versa, you know. So we definitely try to keep God at the center. If we don't have church, we try to have a little Bible study at home. If not,
mm-hmm.
we try to make sure we pray at night before we go to bed. But as far as fun is concerned, you know, we're not all church. You know,
mm-hmm.
we are in the world, but not of the world. But we still
mm-hmm.
eat, drink, and be merry, you know.
Right.
So we will go to, you know, the park when we can. We go
mm-hmm.
to the movies, you know, and we'll watch some kid-friendly movies. We'll also go to, you know, theme parks and things like that. And we try to
mm-hmm.
plan a lot of events and trips and things like that. You know, and then we also involve the church ministry into it with the young people. So we don't make it all about us, but we also try to include the young people of our church. You know, we make it like a nice big outing, you know, so we all can have fun together.
Yes, which is very important. And you said a few key things early in the show. You talked about being a PK kid and how it was mandatory that everybody went to church. It was a threat. Like, if you sick, die at the church, but you're still coming. You getting up out of this bed, I don't care how sick you are. But and I admire your parents for doing that. But the key thing is what you said was God needs to be centered. And God, no matter who and what we are, all of the responsibilities that we have, God needs to be the nucleus, the center of it, to make
right.
everything work, to keep that balance. Number two is what that was three. This is number three. The third thing that I really liked what you said was, even with all of that, what you said, playtime, every night you be sure that winding down, I'm just adding the winding down, is playtime before I go to bed. That's nice. I need to start incorporating that. You know, sort of just rushing.
Right. I mean,
you know, you take this bath and you go to bed, but really just have some fun before you go to bed.
That's right, most definitely. And that was something that was instilled in me as growing up with my mom. She always used to say, you know, if we didn't pray together as a family, she would say, listen, make sure you say your prayers before you go to bed. So
right.
It was, and this was a nightly thing. If we didn't have church, we had to say our prayers at night before we went to bed, or else she would come back and check and say, did you say your prayers? And if
right.
we didn't, then
right.
she'd make us get up out of our bed, get down on our knees, and make sure that we said our prayer.
Mm-hmm. Playtime. Yeah.
So it's very important. It's very important.
Yeah. And I think also it gives the family, the adults as well as the children, an opportunity to relax through the stress of the day. You know what I'm saying? From all the stress, traveling could be stressful from one destination to the next. That could be a stress. Interacting, whether you have a 2-year-old and you have children, so you're busy, kids are busy, you're active, and so when do you just have that moment when you can relax and just laugh and have fun and just enjoy before you even close your eyes and go to bed? So family, okay, we're talking about fun. I need you to do that before you go to bed tonight, before you go to bed. Let's incorporate that. Have some fun. You can play a game.
That's right.
You can play jokes. Just do something that's going to create laughter.
That's right.
I love that. The other thing was the park visits. I believe it's so important to get out and get in the parks. I'm promoting the Bronx today because I'm here in the Bronx. I'm visiting East Chester Road. They have beautiful parks in the Bronx. Go out and enjoy the parks. They fixed up Van Cortlandt Park. They fixed up Katrona
right.
Park.
Yeah,
what else?
Definitely.
Right? It's beautiful. Beautiful.
So
the last
Parkway.
Yes. Oh, yes. Cullen
so
Parkway. It's beautiful.
Places.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks for telling me about that. You go to, you know my favorite place before I leave up out of here. I need to get across the road. I love my seafood. I'm trying to think of it. It's right. Not Orchard Beach. What's the other food? City Island, you can go out there. You can have fun with your family. They have, I think,
definitely.
A SeaWorld that they have where it's just family-orientated. You can have your seafood. They have games, arcade for the kids. So you can really enjoy yourself and your children.
That's right.
It's important
definitely.
For them to relax. They have been through school all year long. They need to relax.
Yes. And then they opened a brand-new mall over there in Bay Plaza, which has really been the center point. Yeah, it's opened up a lot of new job opportunities for the Bronx, and it's really, really nice. It's not like, you know, some crummy-looking mall. It's really nice and fancy. And it's, you know, basically, to me, on the same level as, like, Cross County and all these, you know, like the Westchester Mall in White Plains, or
you know,
we have something
in
our borough that we can go to and have fun with the family and shop and get really, really nice things.
Right, and then stop at the Cinnabon counter right there and get you a Cinnabon and take it home, and you can have fun while you eat the Cinnabon. And y'all didn't hear me say that, okay? But I'm just saying that if you guys just make a suggestion, because I don't want my coach Ebony, my this boot camp, right? So we're working on eating healthy. So I was just saying. But we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to have some more fun on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Pastor Wright right here in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. We'll be back.
All right.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Help me along the way. Oh, Jesus.
I need just a little
hey.
More.
Show here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim, and I am having a wonderful time with our very own. He's a family, he's a friend. And when I say that, when you are in the body of Christ, you are definitely a family. He is
That's
a
right.
youth pastor. What's the church? Are you still underneath your parents? I look, you might be like, you know, I ain't going nowhere. So,
yeah,
what's the name
yeah,
of the church
seriously.
That you fellowship with? Yes. Let's get the name
okay.
that we want to shout out so that we can invite our audience out for service.
Okay. Well, the ministry is International Gospel Church of Christ, and the main headquarters is located at 957 East Gun Hill Road in the Bronx between Bronxford and Paulding. It was established in 1984, so they've been in the ministry
awesome.
For some time. Yeah, under the auspices of Bishop Orville Wright Sr. and Pastor Paulette Weiss, and of course I'm the youth pastor, and we have many, you know, elders and other assistant pastors and ministers there. But yeah, I'm still there. I'm not going anywhere again because I'm such a staple, I would say, in the music ministry department. So I definitely won't be going anywhere until God calls me otherwise.
Yes, wonderful.
Right.
Now.
Yes.
You said that so quick, and you know I'm social man. International
yes,
Gospel
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. There we go. Church
mm-hmm.
of Christ. And let me have the address again, because I'm definitely going to put it up on the wall.
Sure. It's 957 East
mm-hmm.
Gun Hill Road, Bronx, New York, 10469.
All righty. You see that right here in the Bronx, man. Some awesome churches
That's right.
here. And what time does services start on Sunday?
On Sundays, we have Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship starts at 11:30 a.m.
All right now. And you get in and get out, and you can still enjoy your Saturday.
Day.
Sunday.
That's
yeah,
right.
So that is awesome.
Right.
So we want to shout out to your parents. We want to
thank
God
you.
For the seeds that they have planted, and they have definitely seen
That's
the
right.
manifestation. As God
That's
continues
right.
to elevate you. Now, being a youth pastor and working with children, what is the age range do you work with?
Well, to tell you the truth, we like when we have our youth fellowship and things like that, we start with, I'd say 12 years old all the
okay.
way up until, well, I don't think we can have an age limit when it comes to the youth department because some of our mature young people, they like to call themselves as young as they feel. So
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get that number down to about maybe 30, but we still have some youth that are up in their late 30s, going on 40s, and still calling themselves youth. So we try to transition them into the young women department or even to the,
right.
the men department, but they refuse to go. So, but we
well,
started 12
doing
years
an
old.
Awesome job and wonderful, excellent.
Yes.
So. Being that we're talking about fun, and I know you also mentioned before we went on the break that besides having a fun time, you know, playing before we go to bed and going to, you know, parks and the movie theater, you also do theme parks. And I
yeah.
always love theme parks, but as I've gotten older, I don't do the rides anymore. I'll do the games. So
okay.
now you include the youth department. Now, is it
right.
an annual event that y'all do, when y'all do a theme park, maybe Great Adventures or something like that, or just something that, you know, might happen spontaneously?
Yeah, well, I always try to get the feedback of the young people, but I always advocate for Six Flags every year, at least once time for the summer, and the beach. We have to go to the beach at least one time for the summer. But I usually try to get the feedback of what the young people want to do. And basically, we try to plan out a calendar. And we have a lot of also, what is this called? We just had one recently, NY City Fest, where they have a lot of free gospel concerts in the city, all throughout the city. I believe the last one they had featured Tafasan, and it was somewhere, I believe, in the South Bronx. And they have another one coming up real soon. I believe it's going to feature Toby Mac and Mandisa and a couple of the really big artists. And it's a free event, which is really great. It's going to also feature Bishop Hezekiah Walker. So I try to keep ears out for that, or some of the other young people keep ears out for that and tell me. And then in turn, we try to plan it so that our young people can go. Because, you know, not everybody's financially endowed where they can afford to go to these concerts, you know, these major big concerts. So when the free ones come up, we try to jump on it and invite as much people as we can.
Well, can you just add us to the invitation list, too?
Of course.
We want to go. My people like, we want to go. Yes, please. Because
that's
what it's all about. Yeah, definitely.
Because this
is what it's all about here in the Bronx. Yes, we are revitalizing the Bronx, and we see the things that are happening, but also expanding, like going out and going to different boroughs and really getting knowledgeable of what's going on, because it's different cultures. You go to Brooklyn, that's a whole different culture, you know.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that you are expanding them and helping them grow and develop. Now, what I love about Six Flags, and I don't know what time frame, but I will definitely get my team to give you the information, and we'll shoot it out to you. I know every year, and I haven't been able to go on because of conflict and scheduling, but I know they do a gospel day at Six Flags Great Adventures, and I've heard really awesome. It's
really
wonderful.
Good.
So that's something great. I also learned that there is a Six Flags in Connecticut. The lines are less long. Yeah, so this is information. And like you said, you get a lot. Neither did I. I'm trying to hang out with my young people. So definitely throughout the summer, we will be giving events, advice, stuff that you can do, and helpful tips. Because it's important throughout the summer that we don't add on all the calories and all of the fast foods and all of the ice creams and all the stuff. We got to be mindful of that as well. But I'm just so excited that you're here. I'm excited what you're
doing
in the body of Christ. You are so welcome. And one more thing before you leave us. Now, you do all this here stuff, and you talk about your beautiful wife and how she is your backbone. How do you set aside time just for you? You know I bring that up.
You're getting into some uncharted territory. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
we try to make time for each other, but I think when sometimes trying to balance both of our jobs, ministry, and then, you know, the children come before we do, at least at this point in time, because they're probably have a 2-year-old. And the 11-year-old, he's getting bigger, and he's getting a little bit more, he's getting to come as his own, you know. So the little 2-year-old, she takes up a lot of our time right now. So we have wonderful parents that also help us out with the young ones. And they'll sometimes take them off of our hands and say, no, just bring them and drop them off and, you know, come pick them up later. And then sometimes that leaves a little doorway open for me and Rose to just have some us time. So during that time, we try to, if it's something simple like just going to the gym together or just maybe quickly getting a bite to eat at a local restaurant somewhere nice where we can just kind of dress up and, you know, look nice and go out on the road and, you know, and have some us time like when we just got out, you know.
Definitely.
But we try to make time for each other when we can. You know, but so it's so crazy that our schedules are sometimes so cluttered that we have to make appointments now to have time for each other. It's so funny. We talk about it all the time.
That's like when you're dating, right? You're like, hey, we're having a date. So that's awesome. Keeps the fire going. Awesome.
That's right, too.
Shout out to
your
Yes, it is.
It looks like we're dating.
Shout out to your wonderful woman that stands beside you. We love, we love your studio, Coach Me Production, photographer, and video. We are right here in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. Stop by 3052 East Chester Road and loud. Right know that you heard about him here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Again, we thank you so much for this opportunity, and you know I want to be back for my next photo shoot with you. We'll be back on Morning Glory International. Yes! So while I'm here, I might just get some photo shoots right now. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International. Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to make it. Look, while we're here, we might as well just have some more fun. And that is the way to have fun. Let me tell you, before we go into our next segment, you know what? Won't you come, bring your family, and do a photo shoot? You will have a good time. And it's AC here, so you're not going to be hot. You're going to have a wonderful time. Temperature's right. Let's have fun. You can have a dress down. You can have an updo. Do a photo shoot. Do a family photo shoot. You'll have a wonderful time. Yeah, that's it, right? Thank you
again. You got it.
Thank you so much. Do not be a stranger. Please keep us informed about all
Most
of the
definitely.
Upcoming events. Thank you so much, Pastor Wright.
Thank you again. Thank you. It's been a blessing, and I pray that God just continue to open doors and take you to deeper depths and higher heights, and just continue doing what you're doing, proclaiming the name of the Lord, and just getting the word of God out there, you know, by any means possible. This is awesome. I mean, I thank God for you and this opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Ooh, kudos to you. Thank you so much. You know your
God
family.
Bless.
You're always welcome to come back. God bless you, too, and God bless you and your family as well. Give the missus our love. God bless
you.
Thank you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, and don't forget to check out this awesome student here, right here in the Bronx. If you got to take a poll, go ahead, come across, and come on the other side. Have a view, do a tour of the Bronx, and stop right here at 3052 East Chester Road and get your photo shoot. Take a nice picture of yourself, and then shoot it over to us, and we'll definitely put it up on our website and just let them know where you had your photo shoot at. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. We got more when we come back.
Last year, me and my two girls moved to a new city, and we didn't know anyone. So my coworker told me about a community of ladies that she belongs to that literally changed her life. She was so happy. I could see it in her eyes. I knew I had to at least check it out. That's when I met some of the most loving and kind women I have ever met. Yes, I am a beauty of I Am Me University. I feel like I'm learning who I am for the first time in my life. Come find out for yourself and get to know us.
A whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. But this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. Cause I can't let it say go, can't let it say goodbye without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And all the bugs off my windshield, cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still a refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go, won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Welcome back. I had an awesome time. I know you did, and I am going to have my photo shoot while we are here in the studio, but I definitely want you to connect and get your own photo shoot with Pastor Ovell. He is definitely going to hook you up. That is Pastor Ovell right here, as we know him as Coachy, Coachy Productions, right here in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. Go to his website at www.coachy, which is spelled C-O-C-H-E, Productions, S at the end, .com, and let him know that you heard about his business here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Well, this is a time when we continue to let you know what's happening in your hood. And today we are in the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. So let me share what's going on. My church, Kingdom Life Temple, located at 3030 Jerome Avenue near Bedford Park, will be hosting again another day where we provide services for the community. What is that service? We have the Kingdom Life Care Food Pantry, and it is coming up on the 18th, and I definitely want you to come and get you a bag of groceries. These groceries are just not going, these are church members that give. I mean, you could get some cornflakes, you could get some BB beans. They give out salmon, fresh salmon, chicken. So you might want to grill some salmon next week. Whatever you would like to do, just come out to Kingdom Care, and that is 3030 Jerome Avenue here in the Bronx from the hours of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I tell you, the lines be long, so get there as soon as possible. All righty. Also, what's happening is that you have the summer jams that are going on. I know that Pastor Wright mentioned it, that they have free gospel events. They definitely have them in Katona Park here. So go to www.summerjam.com, and you can get a wealth of information on what's happening in your borough. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends. Welcome back. This is your host once again. In our Leadership Corner today, we just want to encourage you to enjoy your summer and be careful. Make the right choices. Find activities that are going to inspire you to do something worthwhile while you are off this summer. For those who are looking for work, we are continuing to provide a listing of ongoing jobs for you. So if you're interested in this list, please email us at hope@themorningglory.org. It is never too late to get employment. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Welcome back. And our next segment, something that we all love to listen to, is our relationship experts. We have none other than Inspiration Beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and Vincent K. Harris. Let's hear what they have to say about relationships today.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the King, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go.
Sexy boy, sexy boy, won't you be my almond joy, chocolate kisses.
Now, since we were talking about, you know, interracial dating and marriages and dating, you know, all those type of things, now we're going to really just talk about talk to the guys who are single and who appreciate being single, and we want to teach them how to be successful being single, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what we want to do. So let's go ahead and kind of talk about some of those things. I looked up some information before the show because I'm not a man, And I wanted to see, what are some things that you guys really need to be comfortable or successful as a single man? And one of the things I noticed, you may like this word. Are you ready?
Sure.
The word that I saw was relax. Relax. Your singledom, if you will, I like that word, your singledom will not last for a lifetime. So just relax and be happy that you have the opportunity to really get to know yourself. And, you know, I think if you look at it that way, you will be more comfortable with really spending time with yourself and not putting pressure on yourself because you're single. What do you think about that word, relax, BK?
I totally agree with it. I think many times we rush into relationships, let alone marriage, but we rush into it where we've been dating someone for so long and we realize those things that we don't like. We realize those things that we do like, and it's just not enough positives on the things that we do like. In other words, they're so close together, meaning the positives and the negatives of that particular relationship is so close together that it's easy for us to become comfortable. And we rush into things versus, as you said, just relaxing.
Just
you know, you don't have to sit back and accept anything.
Right.
Know, if you whatever your standard is, stick to it. If this is what you're demanding not only of yourself but of your lady, stick to it. And if it doesn't work out, just move on. But move on gracefully, by the way.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You know, it's really important that I believe that being single, especially this day and age, VK, I think it's very important that you do relax, because if you're not comfortable spending time with yourself, right, and you don't know how to relax yourself, how are you going to feel comfortable with somebody else? Or how is someone else going to feel comfortable spending time with you, right? If you're always anxious and you don't know how to – see, thank God, I am at a point in my life, VK, where I know what makes him happy. I know what makes Kim, you know, comfortable, what makes her want to relax. I know all these things. You know how I know these things? Because I spend time with myself. I took time to really relax, release, relate. Oosah. Anyway, moving along, gentlemen. Another thing that I, you know, wanted to kind of talk about, and you let me know what you think about this, is, you know, to be successful as a single man, or even as a woman, but a single man, is to really give yourself a chance. Learn to be happy by being alone with yourself. You know, take love on yourself. Can I say that, VK?
You can.
Love on yourself, man. Go ahead, let's talk about that, VK.
Okay, so the obvious response, don't go there. But I believe when you say love on yourself, number one, take out time to understand what it is that you like. Take out time to properly take care of yourself as far as your hygiene and your grooming and the things that make you smile. Like, identifying those things that make you smile. If you're not smiling at the minimum, I'm talking about a true smile. If you're not smiling at a minimum of 10 times a day, there's a problem. And the only way you're going to be able to find that problem is to find out what's going on internally to help you eliminate that problem and then move forward to the solution. So, you know, getting to know yourself requires a lot of things. And Kimberly, let me tell you, one of the things I really enjoy is just sitting down at the park or also on the bench and just watching people or reading a book. And I don't know why, maybe it's the environment, maybe it's the combination of the different noises that I hear, or I don't know what it is, but it just makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I know that for sure if my lady is not, if she doesn't enjoy those things, it's quite likely that she and I won't get along, because I need that in my life just to be happy for me. I know it's not something big. I know it doesn't require any money, but it's just something that just makes me happy. It makes me smile. So find out those things for yourself and embrace them. And you're not going to know that until you spend time with yourself.
I love that, because, you know, you're finding out who you are. And so often we want other people to find out who we are and find out what we like and all these things. And we really don't know for ourselves. You know, and I'm guilty of that. You know, I'm such a people person that a lot of my life has been spent around other people, whether it be, you know, just friendships or family or even, you know, my closest relationships with that of a man. And I had to realize, you know, I really didn't really know who Kim was. I thought I knew who she was. But I tell you, Vince,
the last 2.5 to 3 years, I really know who I am, because I've started to do the work that you're talking about right now. And, gentlemen, it is so true. Get to know yourself. Vince knows that he loves to be out in nature, and he loves to walk or read. And so he already knows that when he does make that step, that person that he's with has to enjoy that stuff. Because why?
For sure.
He knows who he is. He knows who he is. So let's do this. I think we're getting ready to go into the vault. You ready to go into the vault? Yeah, hope it's you.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay. Mary, go.
Sexy boy, won't you be my? I'm in joy, chocolate kisses, don't you see my? I'm
you already know the song. Here we go, overflow. Get ready for the rain.
Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, and I am having an awesome time with you again. We are holding it down here in the Bronx today on this wonderful Saturday morning. I know you enjoyed our relationship experts. We never leave a show without giving you opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We want you to be a part of this awesome kingdom, which we know as God's. Today, we encourage you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that you will have eternal life.
if you have said that and you believe it in your heart, we now welcome you into the kingdom of God. Woo-hoo! What a great way to start a summer off. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We also encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church. You're welcome to join me at Kingdom Life Temple. That is located at 330 Jerome Avenue near Bedford Park in the Bronx. You can also check out Pastor Ovell Wright. He goes to International Gospel Church of Christ by the very own Bishop Ovell, his father, and Pastor Wright, his mother. The address is 957 East Gun Hill Road in the Bronx. Sunday service starts at 11:30, but you can always check out their Sunday early service at 10 a.m. So I've had a great time. I'm getting my photo shoot again. You're going to see some new pictures up. And we are just loving the studio. Don't forget to stop by Coaches Productions Photography and Video at 3052 East Chester Road right here in the Bronx. We love you and we appreciate you. And guess what? You are a gleam of hope because you joined us on this Saturday morning. Keep shining and have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Until next time, your host, Minister Kim, family and friends.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time.